T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Shannon Sharp joins us here. He puts his little product here. We'll get to in a minute. We'll chat a little soon. What you want to do? Let's do this first this time. Then we'll do it last. We'll do it first. Go ahead. Tell me what you got in your hand. What is this?
This is called a product called Trunigen.
Okay.
I don't know what time you get up in the morning, but I'm up
early. I have kids.
3 a.m.
How about 6 o'clock? How's 6:30?
Oh, well, that's East Coast good. Time. Yeah, that's East pretty Coast close. Time. Yeah.
So,
I found myself needing some energy because once I got to the gym or once I got to the CrossFit studio, I was fine.
You still work out every day?
I do.
Yeah, you've always been a freak. So you still
sometimes, a couple of times a day. But I found myself dragging and not wanting to go work out because I was drained. A buddy of mine turned me on to this product. I tried it for like 3 or 4 months, and I noticed a difference, and I've been taking it ever since.
There you go. And you still work out that much, huh?
I do. Some days, 2 days, twice a day.
How much is your different your regimen than when you played?
I don't work out as long. I'm an hour, whereas before I would spend 2.5 hours in the weight room, 2.5 hours at the track. So now it's just an hour. 40 minutes to an hour. I still watch what I eat.
And it made a difference for
yes.
you, right?
Yes, oh, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Because you see Brady keeps himself in unbelievable
yes.
shape. That's
yes.
the key. He's
yes.
a fanatic, you know?
Well,
you don't usually get guys who do this. I mean, he's religious about it.
Well, the thing with him is that he plays a position that he's heavily protected.
Yes.
No one else could play and do what he does, just mainly stretching.
No. But I mean, even that he's there is
yeah.
amazing.
Well, he's protected. Yeah. They don't let you attack the quarterback like they once did. You remember covering the football
sure.
in the 70s and
absolutely.
The 80s and even
well,
the 90s.
It's a different game.
Yeah.
I mean.
So he's heavily protected, but that's not to take away from how great he's been over the last 19 years.
There's a lot
years.
Of wide receivers who wouldn't even be able to play in the league yeah. years ago.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
wouldn't have ever thought of going over the middle.
He gets – oh, no, no, no.
Oh,
no,
man,
no,
you know how tough
no,
it
yeah,
was.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
mean,
yeah,
my
yeah.
God.
They've legislated the physicality out of the game.
Completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they want to do more. They do. How do you like doing the broadcasting stuff?
I love it.
You do?
I love that platform because you're on 2.5 hours a day.
It's a smart, created platform, first of all.
Yes.
It's very well and I know the guy who created it, and I've talked to him about it. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It was a very smart idea. And see, people get on the guy you work with because they think, oh, smart what yeah. he does because yeah. he knows how to hit the hot button, mm-hmm. which is just what he's trying to do. Find
right.
a hot button topic that works.
Yeah.
That's all. And get a player to get a player to respond.
Yeah.
If you get him to respond, you got him in.
Because, you know, the thing is that what we do is basically at the barbershop. When you go to the barbershop, yeah. they debate everything.
Absolutely.
You know that.
Yeah.
Who's the best player on the
yeah.
team? Was Michael better than Larry? Yeah. Was Larry better
absolutely.
Than Magic? So now the barbershop is on live television.
That's it.
So we get to debate that every day. And, you know, for me, I'm not trying to convince Skip. Skip is set in his ways. He believes what he believes. He's on right. that ledge. I'm trying to convince the viewer at home that I'm right and he's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it works.
Yes.
See, that format works. It really, you know, my partner and I were sitting over there. We started it
yes.
35 years ago.
Yes.
It all starts from us. We
yes.
started it. So, but the bottom line was, I don't know what happened to the set, but it does work.
Yes.
It really does. And the idea is get attention and,
yes.
and get people to watch it. That's the bottom line.
Well,
and that's what you're doing.
Well, I hope people, I don't know why they watch it, but I hope they are. And I hope they take something for it. You know, because I'm the first athlete to really do this full time in this format. Normally it was journalists.
Right.
And the Fox execs had a hard time signing off on me. Skip wanted me. Skip, I'm handpicked. Skip believed that I could do the job. But if you look at Wilbon and Kornheiser, you look at all the other guys, they come from journalistic
absolutely,
backgrounds.
Absolutely.
But Skip said, I've done enough. I've been around this young man enough. I've talked to enough people. He knows it.
Well, it's two things. Number one, it's having the courage that you're not afraid to take on people who you were players against.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
players.
Yeah.
And number two, we grow up in a world where whether you're from print or from the world of broadcast, like I am,
mm-hmm.
where we know how to debate.
Right.
We debate, we know how to fight.
Right.
players aren't used to doing that.
Right.
And you can do that. Right. I mean, there's not a lot of guys that can do that, mm-hmm. where the players are not going to want to get into those kind of verbal battles every day. You like getting in. You've always wanted to get into those verbal battles.
I do.
You've always been outspoken since you were a player. Yes, you were.
I consider myself the lip sparring champ.
Yeah, you liked it. You were always that way. But, I mean, you were that way when you were a player. Yes. You really were. You were never a shrinking violet.
Yeah, and you know what? You're absolutely right. You have to be willing to say things, even though you come from that locker room, and you might have to be critical of a former teammate or your former team that you played for, and you can't back down. I pride myself on one thing, that I've been doing this now coming up on 3 years, and even when I was on CBS for a decade, no player ever called and said, Shannon doesn't know what he's talking about.
That's it. I mean,
because the thing is, a lot of time, if you didn't play the game, the first thing they say, well, you didn't play.
That's the first thing they say.
And if everybody. you did play, where you weren't any good.
Well, that's the thing.
I played 14 years, and I'm in the Hall of Fame. And I was like, well, let's go watch film. I say, any guy that don't say I don't know what I'm talking about, let's watch film together, and you tell me where I'm lying.
Well, the players still get mad, because I can tell you, especially in baseball, where I've had players who are a generation removed from the guy in the booth who might have been a Hall of Famer.
Right.
And they're mad when that guy knocks him. They're mad. You know, he doesn't understand my problem. So I said, wait a second, the guy's in the Hall of Fame. What do you mean he doesn't understand
and
your problem?
And he was in the locker room.
Yeah, and, he lived there 20 years.
Yes. Everybody thinks their problem is unique to them. Everything that they're going through is unique to them. Nobody else has ever experienced anything like this. No, I just think you're being selfish. I believe there's a better way. There's enough of the pie to go around for everybody. But now everybody's content on building a brand.
I tell you, I learned something today. It was fascinating. It's hard to learn something about the Pats. But I actually learned something today. And it was from one of the Pats, Logan Ryan, one of their former D-backs, who's now in Tennessee.
Right.
And he said, Brady is very uncomfortable with corners that he is not very well versed in, because he wants to know what move they're going to make before he makes it.
Right.
He likes to know that about every player that he's playing against.
Right.
And if it's a guy he hasn't played against a lot, he has trouble probing that corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. He said, and he said that could be interesting this week, because he said Peters is a wild card because he doesn't know how to play him. He doesn't know what he'll do. He might beat him, but he also might trick him. So that kind of thing is funny. He said Brady's that careful.
Yeah.
That careful with the ball, which is interesting.
Peters is what we call cluing. He likes to play off and see the play develop.
Right. And he's not afraid to get burned.
No. Right.
Yeah.
Right. You gotta have you gotta have some big ones to play corner. You gotta have to have a short memory.
Right.
Because you're gonna give us some plays, but you gotta make them pay when they make the mistake and try you, and you're in the right position. So
he'll make the break that he isn't expecting him to make on the ball.
Right. When you're like, he should not have been there.
And he was there. And that one goes back pick six.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then there's
also, he gets
also,
beat the other way for a touchdown.
Right.
Right. As long as you can live with that.
Yeah, like you saw Michael Thomas. There's no way he should have stopped Michael Thomas. Well, in the regular season game, when Michael Thomas had over 200 yards receiving. Yep. He's gonna take risk, but all he has to do is be right once.
I asked Merciless this today, because he and Clowney got a lot of pressure on the Pats a couple of years ago in a playoff game without Watt.
Yeah,
I said, did you beat him with the power or the speed? He said, I beat him with the speed. Now, do you think the guys on the Rams, are they going to be better off using the power speed guys coming inside, or are they be better with the power guys inside?
Power guys inside. Because Brady wants to be comfortable in that 10x9, which is the pocket. So you got to collapse it. If you look at...
Well, they're going to double Donald for sure.
And
that gives Sue a chance to make
some
plays.
Sue has to be a monster one-on-one.
And Fowler has to, hot or cold, too.
But
you don't
if you look at the playoffs, when they've done...
He's had some good playoff games.
Yeah.
And when he was... The Detroit-Dallas game was a big game years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Against the Rams.
Yeah.
The Dallas game, he played great. So you think Sue would be big in this game?
He has to be.
He has to be.
He
I
has
agree.
To be.
He could be three personal fouls, or he can be, you know.
Three sacks. Well, the thing is, the first thing you have to do is you got to stop their run. The Chargers couldn't stop their run.
No.
The Chiefs couldn't stop their run. So they let Brady have whatever he wanted. You want to run it this time? Okay, fine. You want to throw it this time? Fine. You can't
do that.
Well,
can I see a game in the playoffs where the Pats don't get eight every time they run wide? I mean, they get eight every time.
Yeah.
You know, can somebody set an edge against them? One time?
You got to. And the thing is, you have to take away Brady's first option. He's getting the ball away in about under 2.2 seconds.
Which means the underneath guys are open.
So you got to
White out of the backfield.
You got to take that first
That's
guy away.
That's the guy you got to take away. Yep. He's open every time.
Yeah. Well, if he's open every time and he's getting the ball away in 2.2, there's no way Donald, unless the offensive lineman just falls down and Donald can jump over the top of it.
He can't get there.
Can't get there in time.
And the Rams have been susceptible to the back out of the backfield, so they got to know they're going to see a steady diet of White out of
James
that.
James White.
White's been targeted him 18 times in the game.
Yeah.
18 times.
But,
I don't know if you remember Preston Pearson?
I do.
For the Cowboys?
Yeah, 26.
That guy, every time he was in the game, I used to as a kid say, it's going to him. Because it went to him every time. If it was third and four, third and five,
yeah.
If he was in the game, he got the ball.
And that's what the Patriots do a very good job of, is that they get you in third and short so they can run it or they can swing it to the back out of the backfield. So the key for the Rams is to try to get the Patriots in third and long.
And trying to get him to throw outside the numbers or down the field because he doesn't want to do that.
No, he doesn't. No, those are the easiest throws. He's going to say, see, Tom Brady's found a way to say, you know what? I don't need to prove that I can throw the ball 80 yards down the field when I can catch all the fish I need right here close to the edge.
Edelman breaks a tackle. Now it's 25 yards.
Yeah.
How many tackles did he break in a Charger game? He must have broken like 7-8 tackles.
Exactly. They have him third and short. And how many third downs? They was what?
Oh.
They was 13 of 19 on third down. You're losing.
You can't win that game.
No.
You cannot. If they get 150 yards rushing, they don't lose.
No.
He's never lost a playoff game when they had a 100-yard rusher. He's never lost. He's 50-1 in games where he had a 100-yard rusher. Belichick, 50-1.
Yeah.
If he rushes the ball, 150 for the two of them, 100 for either one of them, they're winning the game.
Yeah.
So the Rams.
But you know how the Patriots play now. All the Super Bowls has been one possession.
They've never had an edge in a Super Bowl game at the line of scrimmage. Not one time. Every game's been close.
And in eight Super Bowls, they've scored a grand total of 3 points in the first quarter. So Coach Belichick is telling you, I can't win it in the first quarter, but I can lose it. So I'm going to play this thing real close. I'm not going to get all flea flickered, and I'm not going to do a whole lot of this and that. I'm going to hold on to the ball, get to the second quarter, and then get into my game.
Well, answer this for me, because here's the one that you can answer. We're talking with Shannon Shaw. Why do other teams get stupid against the Patriots?
I don't know. Because they
why do you make the wrong call on the goal line if you're Pete Carroll? And why, when Julio Jones goes out of bounds in front of Belichick and Belichick flips his card in the air because he knows the game's over, you decide to pass the ball after that? Where if you run it to the line three times, the game's over.
Ego.
The Falcons said they wanted to run him out of the building. Why? The idea is to win the game.
Thank you. No. I want to show you that you're not as great as you think you are.
Stupid.
What it costs you. Because if you think about it, in the second half of the game, the Falcons ran the ball the exact number of times that the Patriots, and the Patriots were behind 25 points.
Tell me this, and I brought this point up. I understand that call on the third down was a personal foul. It was a helmet to helmet. It should have been first and goal. But why did Sean throw it on first down?
I have no
Made
idea.
Made no sense.
Exactly. And you had a 13-0 lead.
Made no sense.
Zero. Zero.
Well, I'll even go past 13-0. He's got the ball after the gin catch inside the 2-minute warning. The worst they can do is 50 seconds left, no timeouts.
Run the ball twice, make them burn both of their timeouts.
Absolutely. And they'll probably break a tackle anyway.
Run it on third down. You're going to run 45 seconds.
And so they might have let you score because they figured the only way they had a chance. Why would you throw it on first? You know what they said to me? I asked the coaches, and they said to me, Mike, it was a run-pass option. The guy's wide open. He just hit him in the foot with the ball. But why even fool around? They said Breeze never misses that pass. Well, he missed it that day.
Exactly.
Threw it to the guy's foot.
And now you're home. And now you want to make all these rules. I want it subjective. Look, the guy made a terrible mistake. He made a terrible mistake. It was a blown call. There's no question. But I don't think you want replay to be for subjective calls. Well, he missed the call, so let's go replay it.
Listen, that was I can't understand. I don't know how anyone could miss that call. I mean, that was such a wipeout. I mean, it was
85 World Series. How did Dirk and Jim miss that call?
Hey,
it cost
him
the World Series.
Same thing. You're absolutely right. You know what? You're right. I'm surprised you know that. That's a long time ago. You're absolutely right.
How did you miss that?
Absolutely did. There's a we've seen him in regular season games, but I'm not even going to bring those up. But
Jim Joyce missed the call that cost him guy.
Perfect game. That's a regular season game. I don't understand how he did it. He doesn't even understand how he did it. But here you had two guys. Now, I always said a good referee would have said, hey, guys, huddle up. I got to have something here. I got to have a flag.
Right.
I got to have somebody drop a flag here.
Well, I think the thing what happened was is that once they didn't throw it, Holy Hell would have broke loose if they had huddled up and thrown the flag.
Well, you know what? Looking at the stadium, Holy Hell was going to break it loose anyway.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a call that bad in your life?
No. No. Can you imagine? Because now they said, okay, let's just say they go to replay.
Right.
And the flag wasn't thrown.
Right.
The guys get together and then they throw a flag. After further review, there was holding on the play. What do you think the fans are going to think? Everybody's really going to think somebody's on the tape. You know that.
Yeah.
Listen, right? You know that.
Now this year, what you're going to have is they're going to say, they're going to go to New York and they're going to throw the flag. That's going to be it because that error is one they have to correct, especially if they're going to be back and gambling on the games now. How that is.
Exactly. But these are the best. These are the best officials. These were the highest rated officials.
I know.
Yeah. I
like crews staying together, first of all.
That's what they used to do.
And I like that better because it gives you continuity. They know each other. They back each other up.
Right.
They know which guy's going to pick up for the other guy.
Right.
They cover for each other. You know that.
Yep.
I mean, listen, you played a million games. You know that.
Yep.
Give me a reason why. Can the Rams win this game in your mind?
Yep.
Can they win it conventionally or do they have to do something special to win it?
Well, you know Sean McVay is always looking to steal a possession. He's going to fake punch you. Fake field goal, especially if he feels the game is getting away from him.
No question. I think that makes plenty of sense.
You remember what he did against the Saints? It was 13-0. He felt the game was like, I can't go down 16-0. I can't go down 20-0. So he fake punts him.
You know, Westhoff, who was on the other side, and it's the dean, as you know, said to me, we practiced it. We told him he's going to throw it. We know he's got a quarterback arm. They know the punter's got a quarterback arm. Everyone knows it.
Right.
He said, we worked on it 100 times covering the punt. 100 times the kid. We covered the play every time. In the game, the kid doesn't cover the play.
It's hard because when the guy outside release, you're trying to get him and you're trying to get in a position to block him, and then all of a sudden he pulls up and stops on you.
Unbelievable.
It really but they can win this game. But they're going to have to stop the run, and they're going to have to run the ball.
They're going to have to run the ball at least enough to get the play action going.
Yep.
At least. And then they can get deep routes on the Pats. Yep. The Pats not fast.
No. And that's what they want. That's what Sean McVay wants, to throw the ball down
absolutely
the field.
Absolutely. And you got against the Pats because one thing you know is the Pats are going to tackle.
Yes.
You know they all tackle.
Yep.
And they're big.
Yep.
And they're big.
They're a big team. They're a big team. That's what Coach Belichick likes. He likes big corners.
This all starts
big
from Parcells. And your corners have to tackle.
Yep.
And you got to have big players. Big players at the position.
Yep.
That's what they like. You know that.
When he had LT and Banks and Pep.
Forget it.
He loves a big physical football team.
I think they'll be. Here's one thing I'll tell you. The last couple weeks they wanted the ball first because of the teams they were playing. This week they win the course, they defer. They put the D on the field this week, I think. This is a different game. They're not as afraid of the Ram offense as they were at Kansas City.
Right.
Once Kansas City figured out where the third corner was matched up, they beat him every time.
Yeah.
Took him a while to figure out where he was, though.
Because you know who the guy was? Well, Sammy Watkins.
Yep.
Because they said, we're going to take Tyreek Hill, we're going to take Travis Kelce away.
Well, they then moved him on to Kelce, and they started killing. He started killing with Kelce. Then they moved him on to Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins started killing. But it took him to the second half. The kid missed some passes in the first half.
Well,
he missed the wheel route wide open.
Wide open.
And he missed.
And then he took a sack.
And he missed Hill. Took a bad sack. Then he missed Hill wide open one time. Hill didn't get open often, but he missed him once. But he missed the wheel route where he could have thrown with his left hand and thrown it there.
Yep.
But they couldn't stop him in the second half.
They scored. They scored
31 in the second half.
They scored 24. They scored 24 points in 3 minutes.
24 points, and not only that, they got down the field on 2 plays. Yep. And could have taken another shot at the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know it's a tough thing when you don't have a timeout to take another sack. Because you take a sack, you're dead.
Right.
And that's why it's tough. I understand that, but I guess it's a risky play though.
Yeah.
With no timeouts, I guess it's a risky play.
Yeah. You got to try it though. You got to try it.
Who wins?
I'm gonna take the Rams in a close ball game.
All right.
I'm gonna take the Rams in a close ball
All
game.
Right.
Because the Patriots, they always play one score games.
Hey, if you go back for the 8 games, they've lost 3. The ones they've won, they have won. The only one that was 10 points that became 3 was the Eagles was 10, and then they scored to make it 3.
Right.
That long, crazy drive where Donovan was thrown up in the huddle for whatever reason. I don't even know what was going on there.
Right.
But every other game has been all 8 games have been close.
Yeah.
Either way, been close.
Yeah. They could be 8-0. They could be 0-8.
The Giants always got pressure on them, though, when they played them.
Yep.
And then he, brought it from behind both times in the fourth quarter.
You got to make throws.
You got to make throws.
Yep.
You got to make throws.
That throw to Manningham can go down as one of the great throws in Super Bowl history.
Unbelievable throw.
22-man, and he drops it in the bucket.
Unbelievable. He made some great throws in the first game, and in the second game, the play to Manningham is unbelievable.
When is that Eli coming back?
Eli's coming back.
Okay.
Coming back.
No, I'm saying coming back to throw the ball like he threw in the Super Bowl. Will we ever see that Eli again?
If they can get – he can still throw it. They got to protect him. What Eli can't do, which frustrates him, is he can't turn a broken play into anything downfield.
No, that's not
because
him.
He can't do that anymore.
Right.
But if you give him time to throw it, he can hit any pass in the building. Any pass in the building, he can throw it. The problem is their offensive line has been – hey,
terrible.
Think about this, Sharon. Their left – right tackle and right guard. They paid $3 million a year for the right guard. They had drafted number one, the left tackle, moved him to the right tackle. By the sixth game last year, they had cut both guys. Now, how many teams have you ever seen cut their starting right guard and right tackle by the sixth game? Mm-mm. Their offensive line was putrid last year.
They need to cut rid of the scouts
Barkley's
and the guy that drafted.
Barkley's
Saquon
good.
Is unbelievable.
Whitworth wanted to play for the Giants.
I know.
They told him no. Reese told him no. He wanted to play for the Giants. He said that this week. How good has he been for the Rams?
He's been unbelievable.
Yeah.
Been unbelievable.
He wanted to play for the Giants.
You got to get a guy to protect his blind side.
How many times did I say on the air, Miles, that I wanted them to sign Whitworth? 150? I mean, when he was a free agent? I said, $12 million a year, give him the money, boom. He's coming out from the Bengals, first time in all these years, boom. Comes to the Rams, he's been a hero for them.
Been a hero. He's been a godsend.
Unbelievable. Thanks, Shannon. Good to see you. Good luck with your show.
Thank you, bro. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.